Welcome to Fusion Finds, exploring the fusion of education and technology and sharing the best finds of the web. This is episode 4. Today is September 23rd, 2007. I'm Janetta Garten coming to you from Willard, Missouri. In this episode, I will point you toward this episode's find, showcase making the most of RSS, give you a time-saving tech tip, recommend a blog or a podcast, and feature a fun distraction. This episode's find is the Futures Channel. Math and science teachers will like the free resources that can help connect their lessons to real-world applications. The short, documentary-style videos go behind the scenes with professionals from a wide range of careers and help to answer the question, why do I need to learn this? You will also find classroom activities for each of the videos. The quality videos play well with clear audio. On the left, under Real World Movies, you can browse topics or you can use the search feature to quickly locate videos. When you locate the video that you're interested in, you can see recommended grades, subjects, topic, and skills. For example, under Commerce, you'll find a video about a head chef using fractions and ratios. Under Arts and Music, there's a 5-minute video about how a dancer needs to know geometry. Under Environment, there's a 3-minute water supply video that talks about surface area and volume. This is a great free resource for teachers. This episode showcases getting the most out of RSS. RSS, or Really Simple Syndication, is a way to have web content delivered to you, as opposed to you going out and checking all your favorite sites for new content. It's like subscribing to a magazine. Instead of stopping at the store each day to see if a new issue is available, the new issues are delivered in your mailbox. It's like TiVo for the internet. In my RSS workshops in October, I'll be showing teachers how to use blog lines as a reader to subscribe to content they're interested in from the internet. Blogs and news sites are the most common feeds to which people subscribe. But if you start looking, you will see those little orange buttons everywhere. For example, Google Docs are great for collaborating on a document. Just recently, I worked with several teachers on writing a podcasting grant, and we used Google Docs. If you look at the Share tab in the blue box on the right, you'll find a link for View RSS Feed of Document Changes. By using this button to subscribe to a document, I'm notified of any changes made by collaborators. I don't have to remember to check the document. Google Calendar is the same. Go to Calendar Details, and in the Calendar Address box, you'll find an orange XML button. One of our district committees recently started to use a wiki for communication, and I use the RSS to stay updated. To subscribe in Wiki Spaces, click the Notify Me tab to find the orange buttons for subscribing to page edits and the discussion for that particular wiki page. RSS works great when researching. For example, when doing a current events lesson on global warming, you could subscribe to a search for the appropriate keywords, and your reader will search once an hour for any new content. Shopping for something on eBay, subscribe to your custom search and let bloglines do the work for you. Or subscribe to the Target Circular. Then track the packages using your bloglines account. It has a built-in track packages options, and you'll know when to expect them on your front porch. Bloglines also provides a weather feed that you can customize for the location of your choice. I now use an online registration form for my tech workshops. It provides an RSS feed so that when anyone submits a completed form, I receive notification in my reader. You can even subscribe to delicious bookmarks from a particular user, or tagged with a particular word, or the most popular. I need to introduce my sister-in-law, Kayla, to Flickr so that she can upload photos from her home in Dallas. Then we'd be able to see photos of the family and their new house, and we could subscribe and receive notification of any new photos and blog lines. Flickr provides feeds for photos of another Flickr member or photos tagged with a particular word. I love the videos by Common Craft. Since I frequently use them in workshops and on my blog, I subscribe to a feed for any videos tagged with Common Craft posted on YouTube. This way, I receive notification of any newly posted videos. YouTube provides RSS feeds for users, tags, recently added, top favorites, and more. Planning a trip and want to get the best airfare? Use Travelocity to subscribe to a feed that provides quotes based on your dates of departure, number of passengers, and so on. Like to read? Check out Daily Lit. This site brings books to your RSS reader in convenient, small feeds that take less than 5 minutes to read. It features public domain books or those licensed with Creative Commons. The homepage states that they are adding several foreign language titles, starting with Italian and French. How could you use that in your classroom? You can subscribe to movie reviews, box office charts, DVD releases, etc. at movie.com. Want to know what new music is out for the week? There's an RSS feed for iTunes that allows you to get your preferences by genre and more options. Like to cook? The Food Network has a feed. Have a favorite football team? Track them or any other sport with one of ESPN's feeds. Are you looking to buy some real estate? Subscribe and let the property come to you. Track your stock quotes from the convenience of your reader. Subscribing to a podcast is another way that you can use your Bloglines reader, but I prefer to use iTunes since I have an iPod. The possibilities are endless, so go beyond the blogs and the news feeds. How else can you use your reader to save you time and stay in the loop? The time-saving tech tip for this episode is using the Sub with Bloglines button. If you have a website that does not have an RSS button, or you don't want to spend time searching for it, you can use the Sub with Bloglines button. Blogline provides a button that you can install in your browser. When clicked, it will find a feed for the current web page, if there's one to be found. I use this for the website of one of our local TV stations, KY3. Since I wasn't able to locate any orange buttons on their site, I navigated to the page for the local news and clicked my Sub with Bloglines button. Worked like a charm. Look for the Easy Subscribe bookmarklet link under Additional Features in the bottom left corner of Bloglines. The podcast recommendation for this episode is the SmartBoard Lesson Podcast. As stated on their blog, the goal of this podcast is to share lesson ideas that use technology to engage students in learning with a focus on SmartBoard interactive whiteboards. Each episode features a lesson, some blog love, and comments from subscribers. The show notes include smart notebook files and PDFs that you can download. The show is very entertaining and professional. It often features guests. Even the music that Ben selects for each episode is good. The host, Joan Badger, and Ben Hazard are classroom teachers from Canada. One of their more recent episodes discusses the use of anticipation guides with a smart board. Even if you don't have access to a smart board, you will benefit from listening to this podcast, as they also discuss other topics of interest to educators. For example, episode 90 was entitled Routines, Rules, and Resuming the School Year. That's right, episode 90. They've been doing this for a while. This is one of the best EdTech podcasts available. I love their slogan, Digital ink doesn't stain, it leaves a mark in the mind. Go leave your mark. This episode's fun distraction is 10 by 10. As the site says, 10 by 10 is an interactive exploration of the words and pictures that define the time. The result is an often moving, sometimes shocking, occasionally frivolous, but always a fitting snapshot of our world. Every hour, 10 by 10 scans the RSS feeds for several leading international news sources. When you open 10 by 10, you'll see a grid of the top 100 world images that hour, ranked in order of importance. Along the right edge of the screen are listed the corresponding top 100 words, one for each image. Move your mouse around the images, and you'll see which words match which images. Click any word or image to zoom in and see the news headlines behind the word. Click the headline links to read the original news stories. Click the zoomed image a second time, and you'll see the image full screen. You can browse through past hours, days, months, and years. Flash player is required for this site. Very cool. Check it out. All the resources mentioned in today's show can be found in the show notes on the blog Fusion Finds at jgarten.edublogs.org. If you have something to share, please tag it with 4jgarten in your Delicious account, leave a comment on the Fusion Finds blog, or send an email to jgarten@willard.k12.mo.us and I'll mention it on the show. Music for this podcast was provided by John Williams' Steam Train from his Dusty Porch album, available on magnatune.com, transitions from efiddler.com. This podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license.